thankful to be in God's house this morning. I can say this with all sincerity, the honor is all mine, that you'd even call. I'm thankful this morning just for what we've already been able to feel, just how God's Spirit's already moving. And you say, well, how do you know that? Because I can feel it, my friend, this morning. Just ask you if you would, just to just try not to pay attention to this outward man. Just try to pay attention to God's word this morning. We're going to get rid of this now. My friend, this morning, if you would, just pay attention to God this morning. It would be my only wish and hope for you that you would be able just to see through me and see God. That's really my only hope for anyone in the world, Brother Merle, is that they could see God through me. That they wouldn't see anything else that Brother Adam's done, but they would see God. We're going to be over in Romans today, in the 11th chapter. You just pray this morning. We're very simple, a very simple person. We try not to make things complicated. Feel like go to the Lord in prayer right now. Dear Heavenly Father, Lord, as we come unto you again, God, we ask that you bless this scripture, Lord. Lord, that your spirit would flow freely through us, Lord. Lord, that everyone can get, including myself, Lord, can get everything out of the way, Lord, that your spirit would fill us up, God, through this scripture, Lord, however you'd see fit. And Lord, we just thank you for saving our soul in Jesus' name. And in the 11th chapter of the book of Romans, if you go down into the 16th verse, my friend, I guess if you want to find a title for the message this morning, let's be bearers of fruit, I guess, would be the kind of the title. I'm not one much for titles this morning. It says, for if the first fruit be holy, the lump is also holy, and if the root be holy, so are the branches. And if some of the branches be broken off, and thou, being a wild olive tree, wert grafted in among them, and with them and partakest of the root and the fatness of the olive tree, boast not against the branches. But if thou boast, thou bearest not the root, but the root tree root thee. Thou wilt say then, the branches were broken off, that I might be grafted in. Well, because of unbelief, they were broken off, and thou standest by faith. Be not high-minded, but fear, for if God spared not the natural branches, take heed lest he also spare not thee. Behold, therefore, the goodness and severity of God on them which fell severity, but toward thee goodness, if thou continue in his goodness, otherwise thou also shalt be cut off. My friend, this morning, I guess if you want to think of yourself as being one of the branches, as being a church member, we're supposed to bear fruit this morning. And with God's help this morning, we'll try to get to where we're going. If not, we'll just sit down. But you just pray this morning. But my friend, this morning, we are bearers of fruit. We are, all of us that have been saved by the grace of God, we are to be bearers of fruit. And you say, well, I don't even know how to bear fruit. My friend, as it was told in Sunday school, just let your light shine and living for God. You're starting to bear fruit. And you know what? Brother Merle, we can't bear fruit if there isn't living water inside of us. There has to be that living water that we have flowing down inside of our soul for us to bear fruit today. And you know what? My friend, so many times we preached a message on Wednesday night about how a fountain cannot bear, cannot spring forth fresh water and salt water. My friend, if you're trying to water your fruit and water and grow and nourish your fruit, and that with salt water, your fruit will surely wither away. My friend, this morning, if you ain't careful, the things of this world will get in and get you out of your comfort zone, and you become having a new comfort. And man, the things of this world, I think that you're going to be fed by the tree of this world. But my friend, you're mistaken. For that living water is there to help you. Feel like going over into the book of Galatians? Let's read about some of the fruits of the Spirit this morning. In the 5th chapter in the book of Galatians. My friend, you have to be careful. For as we talked about in Sunday school, there are many things that can get us away if we ain't careful. But just pray for us this morning. Let's pray, church, so we can get ourselves out of the way. I feel like we're almost there. We almost made it. But my friend, in the 5th chapter in the book of Galatians, in the 22nd verse, it said, "But the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, long-suffering, gentleness, goodness, faith, meekness, temperance. Against such there is no law." My friend, God isn't going to cast you down for having joy in Him. God isn't going to cast you down for Him giving you peace. My friend, there are many things in this world that bring me joy. There are many things in this world that I think give me peace. There are many things that humble me, Brother Merle. But praise be to God, none of those things would be available to me if He wasn't here first, if He didn't make those things. I'm thankful this morning that I have whatever I gained, salvation, whatever I got saved by His grace at the age of 8 years old. I didn't quite know quite exactly what it meant. I wasn't able to appreciate it at the age of 8 years old. But whenever I was growing up and starting to mature and getting being on the milk of God's Word, I guess if you want to put it that way, there came a point in time where He gave me the meat. And you know what? After I got that meat, I started eating. And you know what? I started bearing fruit. And my goodness, my friend, this morning, if you ain't careful this morning, my friend, that fruit will wither away and that branch will fall off. You know what it says about those branches? That once they fall off, they are to be cast in into a fire and be burned. My friend, I'm not preaching you that you can lose your salvation, because you cannot lose your salvation, my friend. But my friend, if you're here this morning and you say, "Well, I just haven't really been feeling God here lately. I've been struggling with a lot of things." And Brother Scott, I love the example you gave of going into work and letting your light shine. You're bearing fruit this morning. You know what that is? That's bearing fruit. And you say, "Well, I'm just not that bold. I just don't really know about all that. I don't really know about going into my workplace and telling them about Jesus." My friend, who do you think gave you that job in the first place? My friend, come on. Stay with me this morning. But you know what? Whenever and then we go out into this world, we're serving Him. Well, we're supposed to be serving Him. But you know what? Whenever we get fed and get something to eat, whenever we are here in the church house and being fed and able to serve and worship Him and hear and able to lift up His name, we're able and that to grow upon our fruits, and we're able to give that fruit what it needs so it can flourish, so we can praise His name out of the world, so we can have that boldness and have that long suffering. And you know what? We're able to pray for our lost. And you know what? It gets even better than that, my friend. Whenever those friends and those people that you work with, you know what? I'll just give you an example this morning. Whenever I was at work, I started back at the job I worked at before about a month ago, actually. And you know what? The other day, one of the guys came up to me. They don't know my faith. They know that I go to church on Sundays, and that's pretty much about it. I like to keep my mouth shut unless God has told me otherwise. But you know what? One of the guys came up to me. He came up to me right as soon as I walked in the door. I think it was Thursday in the morning. He came up to me and said, "Hey, I just wanted to apologize to you." He said, "I know that you go to church." And he said, I said a bad word the other day, and I just wanted to personally apologize to you." And you know what? That took a lot of courage of a man about 45 years old coming up to me and apologizing to me.
26. I don't know why that this morning, but obviously, you know what? If we get in the right place, we're bearing our fruit. And you say, well, I don't really know how to bear fruit. My friend, just listen this morning. Whenever we get saved by the grace of God, we become a branch on this tree. And you say, well, I don't quite understand. Just walk with me just for a minute. My friend, this is what God has showed me. Whenever we become a part of the tree of God, whenever we become that branch, that we be so we can become to start to bear fruit. Fruit, my friend, if you think about fruit, let's think about that for a minute. There's a lot of natural things in there that's good for us. There's a lot of sweetness in there, isn't there? Sometimes it's a little sour. Sometimes it's a little too sweet for us because we can't really quite take it. My friend, isn't that how God's Spirit is sometimes? Oh my goodness, isn't that how God's Spirit is? Whenever it gets a stirring around inside you, and you know what? You say, my goodness, I don't know how much more my body can handle ever, Brother Merle. Whenever he moves inside me, sometimes I feel that. Whenever he moves inside me, I feel like I can't quite handle it. And you know what? That's how beautiful heaven must be this morning. How great it's going to be when we make it over to the other side. And we're able to feel like that for eternity. I'm thankful this morning. Do you not have joy in your salvation this morning? You say, well, that's a silly question. Is it? I've lost that joy in my salvation. I've lost that this morning. Now, I ain't going to stand up here and preach to you that you can lose your salvation, because I do not believe that. But my friend, sometimes you can get out of the will of God so far where you can lose that joy. But the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace. Let's talk about that peace for a minute. That sweet peace. There's a town about 25 minutes away from us, from where the house is, and they were in revival this week, and coming by Friday night, it seemed like revival was starting, the church was moving, and you know what? I felt God's Spirit many times, I will say this, but not many times am I able to feel that drawing Spirit. There's only certain services where God will send a drawing Spirit, Brother Merle. But my friend, you have to be able and willing to discern the Spirit this morning. It's very important to discern that Spirit, because one act of disobedience in the service can turn that away, my friend. And you say, well, that just really doesn't, I don't quite understand that. I don't really know what you're talking about. My friend, if we don't act in the obedience of God's given us to do something and to work for Him, then we can be the turning point in that service. And you say, well, I'm not that important, my friend. If God has saved your soul this morning, you are that important. Yes, you are. And you know what? If God is pressing on you to sing a song, to testify, and you say, well, I've never even spoken up in church. People don't even hear, don't even know my name. People here don't even know where I come from. My friend, if you're saved by the grace of God and He's giving you a work to do and He's talking to do something, you better do it this morning. Amen. Don't know why that, but that's okay. Long suffering, gentleness, goodness, and faith. Gentleness. My goodness. Long suffering. And you say, well, I'm not really willing to give people very many chances. My friend, how many chances has God given you this morning? Now that I'm older and I can recall the day that I got saved, we were standing up, we were in revival. I was over on that side of the church house. The church was standing, and there was one little spot on the altar for me. I love telling the story. It never gets old, and people are probably tired of hearing it, but there was one little spot on the altar next to the piano for me. The altar was full. And you know what, my friend? My dad leaned out and said, you need to pray. And the Lord was working on me. I felt it. I've seen so much good in the church. I've seen the smiling faces. I began to feel uncomfortable. Burdened down with the weight of sin in my life. And you say, well, you're only 8 years old. My friend, I had come to the age of accountability. And you know what? I needed salvation. I needed that. And my God was all suffering up with me. Let me finish here. I went down to the altar and I prayed. I said, Lord, I don't
to turn a chainsaw like that and give you right one right back to back. My friend went in the matter of probably a minute and a half. I got back up. They started singing the song. That drawn spirit kept going. And you know what, my friend? My dad reached down to me. He said, you need to go pray again. Oh, thanks be to God. My friend being in the right place and then following the Lord. Because if he hadn't been there, my friend, I wouldn't have got saved that night. God is long-suffering. What is stopping us from being long-suffering this morning? Gentleness. His gentleness. That still small voice. I like to think of that peace with his gentleness too. Usually I feel peace with his gentleness. I love it whenever I get to feel the gentle arms of God come around me and swallow me up. Just like giving a... He's just like getting a hug from Grandma. I used to love going up to Grandma's house and whenever I was troubled about something because she always made me feel better. She would just give me one of the biggest hugs. But you know what? There come a point in time where Grandma couldn't help me with my worldly woes no more. There come a time where there begin to become some spiritual woes in Adam that I can only ask her to pray for me. But you know what? When that prayer got answered, thanks be to God, he wrapped his loving arms around me, and he was just so gentle, and he was able to rock me in his bosom this morning. My friend, if you ask yourself this morning, well, I really haven't felt that in a while, all you have to do is ask my friend, bring in burdens, I cast them, and then to the Father, and let him take them away for you. And you say, well, that seems pretty easy. My friend, did we not just read? The fruit of the Spirit is long-suffering. Thanks be to God this morning that he's long-suffering enough to take our burdens and cast them away. Thankful. His goodness. My goodness. His faith. Meekness. Now there's a word we usually put likened to sadness. My friend, to be meek is so much more of an honor than to be sad. And you say, well, why do you count it an honor? Whenever we're meek, whenever we get to that point of meekness, we're humbling ourselves before God. We're able to be meek. We're able to be used in that before God. And you know what? I'm so thankful that sometimes this outer shell, I think of my soul sometimes. I'll start building this shell all the way around it. And you know what? It takes a lot to break that shell sometimes. It really does. And you think, well, I don't really understand what you're talking about. My friend, once you put so many things before, isn't that the Word of God and before God himself? And you start to build a shell around your heart. And you know what? The Bible talks about hardened hearts and how God can mend them, how God can break down the pieces, put them back together. And you say, well, I don't quite understand. Let me simplify just a little bit more. Praise God this morning. But you know what? I'm so thankful that whenever my heart, whenever I get so broken hearted, I'm
this morning that whenever God saved my soul, I became part of a tree. You say, I still don't understand this tree thing you're talking about, preacher. Think about it as the body of God, the bride of Christ, the church, as you want to, as some people like to put it. Think about it as the church. Think about just a tree, an olive tree. Think about that tree. You say, well, who plants that tree? It's planted by God. My friend, sometimes God will send us to plant little seeds, to sow seeds. Let's be careful. I guess just a funny little thought I was thinking last night, to be sowers of seeds and not weeds. And you say, well, it's kind of a silly thought, preacher. My friend, if we're not in the right place and we're trying to sow seeds for God, we're doing more harm than good. And God has showed me that many times in my life. Many times I've overstepped bounds where I shouldn't have done. Many times I've been in places trying to sow seeds I shouldn't have been. There's been rocky ground in my life where I shouldn't have been sowing seeds. And you say, well, I don't quite understand it. My friend, if you're saved by the grace of God, God has called you to work for Him. And you say, well, I can't preach, I can't do this. My friend, if He's giving you salvation, and yes, He's given it to you freely, and you've accepted it, and you are now saved by the grace of God, my friend, you know what? He's called you to a high work. As we talked about in Sunday school, He's called you to a higher work than just to be workers at this factory or this place of work, like a job. No, no, my friend, a spiritual work He's called you to do this morning. There is work to do in this world, more so now than ever. And I feel like it's there's going to be that verbiage if the Lord keeps us rolling around for many, many years. That there's going to be a lot more work to do. But my friend, this morning, He's called you to sow seeds of His goodness. Show Him your heart. My friend, pick up a piece of fruit and give it to Him. Let Him see it. Invite Him out to church. Grow that fruit on your branch. Let's be willing to keep sowing seeds. Many pieces of fruit have seeds inside them. And if they fall on rocks, brother, they ain't gonna grow. If they fall on dirt, you think, well, if I plant the seed in dirt, surely it'll grow. Well, do you know what's underneath that dirt? Sometimes we have to kind of wipe it off and say, thank you, God, for allowing me to wipe that off before I sow my seed there. I'm thankful this morning that one day, my dad, I love him with all my heart. He was a preacher. I love him with all my heart. He's been a very good teacher. But he, my friend, could not get me into heaven. But you know what he did? He planted a seed. He planted a seed for me that whenever he bore that fruit, he said, here, son, this is what it means. He bore that fruit, and you say, well, my daddy didn't do that. My mom didn't do it. My friend, my wife back there, bless her heart, one of her friends in high school, I believe it was, sowed the seed one day. She was close enough to the Lord that she was able to sow that seed. And now look where that seed's going. It's flourished into a fruit. It's flourished into a branch on a tree. We're fixing to close up. Whoever wants to get a song, get a song. But my friend today, very important question today. Where are you sowing your seed at? And God's giving you some fruits. What are you doing with your fruits this morning? Brother Merle to come, as far as I can go, God said stop.